You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Okay, we know. Enough Elvis already. Fans and the media mark the 25th anniversary of the King's death on Friday with week-long TV tributes and pilgrimages to Graceland. Commentator Neil Rausch says that's all fine, but 25 years ago, a lot of other great entertainers disappeared from the world stage. He thinks they should also get their due.
You've got to pick your time to die carefully if you want to be remembered. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got nothing against Elvis Presley. After all, I'm in my 40s as Elvis was when he died, and I've also gotten fatter. But what about the others? What about Charlie Chaplin? He died at Christmas in 1977. Perhaps you could say he was the Elvis of silent film comedy, transforming it into a true art form in the teens and 20s. He not only wrote and directed his movies, but also composed the music. Unfortunately, he was tagged a communist sympathizer and was exiled from the U.S. for 2 decades. Remember that photo of President Nixon shaking hands with Elvis? That hand was never extended to Chaplin. Then there was that genuine Marxist, Groucho. The Elvis of sound film comedy in the 30s, Groucho Marx turned the wisecrack and the insult into an art form.
You can leave in a taxi. If you can't get a taxi, you can leave in a huff. If that's too soon, you can leave in a minute and a huff.
He passed away just 3 days after Presley at the age of 86.
I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
To most rock and rollers, Bing Crosby seemed hopelessly old-fashioned by the time he died that year. But beginning in the early 30s, he was hot stuff. Women all over the country swooned whenever Crosby crooned on radio and records.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
He was certainly the Elvis of his time. And over half a century after he introduced it, Crosby's version of White Christmas still fills the airwaves every December. Another holiday figure also went in 77. Guy Lombardo, with his cornball sound, was the Elvis of New Year's Eve. There he was, leading his band at the Waldorf every December 31st since the year one. Lombardo once said that when he died, he would take New Year's Eve with him. He didn't. Though considering the many years I couldn't get a New Year's date, I often wish he had. All the people I've mentioned so far lived to ripe old ages. That, of course, wasn't true for Elvis, who died at 42, and it wasn't true for Maria Callas. Was she the Elvis of opera? She was certainly a sensation on stage, but her operatic offstage life took its toll. She battled weight gain, she battled opera managers, and she lost Aristotle Onassis to Jackie Kennedy. Her career in opera ended at 42. Her life 11 years later. We lost many other celebrities in that fateful year. Zira Mostel, Joan Crawford, Ethel Waters, Howard Hawks, and jazz pianist Errol Garner. But Elvis wiped them all off the obituary page. Now, I don't mean to take anything away from the memory of Elvis Presley, but as a member of the class of 77, he's got a lot of notable company on that big stage in the sky who should be remembered as well.